そうですね、はいはい、ちょっと準備しようと。Would I be beautiful? More beautiful, more beautiful.
Yes, yes.
More beautiful. Let your spirit sink in and go. Some of these people might be fed for a few moments more today. Thank you for them. Open up their eyes and their understanding. Open up their ears, Lord God. Let the spirit move in them. God, create in them a clean heart and a right spirit within them. Most of all, Lord God, would you just help them say, yes! In the name of Jesus, for that amazing grace that you've given them. I mean, those in my heart, in the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, in the sight of my Lord, who is my Redeemer.
Yes.
Jesus' name, I pray. His family said, amen.
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 You know, this passage that we're reading today in John chapter 15, Jesus is talking about him, the vine and a vine and the branches. And we have to know our place, amen? We're not the vine. We're not the vine dresser. He allows us to be some branches on the vine. And if we would just hang off that vine the way he wants us to hang off that vine, then he won't have to keep pulling on you. He won't have to keep working on you. So that you have to get on with the work so that you can make more grapes. More whatever's on the vine. More fruit, it says over there in verse 8, I believe. Much fruit. Amen?
Amen.
He wants you to bring and bear much fruit. And that doesn't necessarily mean, just people filling up seats. That doesn't, but the fruit of the Spirit starts coming out of you, things will happen. People will notice that you're different. People will notice that you're not the same. That you're quite peculiar. Matter of fact, you don't even, it doesn't even matter that they think that about you anymore. You're proud of it. Secret Service Christian guy like that.
Come on.
Cross.
Come on.
The Lord is waiting for us to just bear fruit. I told you last week, he saved you, and if he was ready for to see you in heaven, if you were ready to be seen in heaven, he'd have stopped your heart right there, because you're other than that, you want you to go and tell somebody about what he's done for you. He wants you to go and tell somebody how he set you free. He wants you to go. Tell somebody about how I was on my way to a place, real place. I don't care if you call it hell. I don't care if you call it Guyana. I don't care if you call it Hades. I don't care if you call it Sheol. But there's a real place where people go that don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just say yes!
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 He left you breathing so that you could get your crown, so that you could get some jewelry in your crown, so that you could add some works to your salvation. He's not going to take your salvation. That would be a terrible thing to show up there with nothing in your ground. So he gives you a chance to put some ornaments around your crown of righteousness. Your good works shall follow you, the Bible says. Isn't that right? You know, I was in the store the other day, and they're everywhere. I keep telling y'all, they're everywhere.
Yes.
Some of y'all afraid? What do you know?
That's right.
Lord taught me something years ago. He showed me something years ago. It took me years to figure out what he taught me. Mm. I'm slow. Mm. You all look kind of smart. But for me, it took me a little while to figure out what the Lord was showing me, was actually teaching me.
That's right.
So we in the store, and I use it all the time now. I do. Because, you know, sometimes I don't know what to say. I can't say anything to anybody. I'm afraid. I'm not a speaker. I'm not a preacher. You're here with the evangelist. So I go and have conversations with young men and women, whoever they are, and I just disarm them a little bit, and find out who they are, and, you know, what they do, and how they like their job, and pretty much they're talking by now, and then where do you go to church?
Amen.
Some come up with a name, some don't. Where's the church? Some don't know where the church at. Some do. They give you a general location. They might be able to answer one and two.
Right.
But you know what you're working with by the time you get to number three. What's your pastor's name? Short man, got a mustache. Here, I'm going to invite you to one of our services. You know the Lord loves you, and he cares about you, he died for you. Get your invitations before you leave here.
Right.
I've just given you, the Lord just given you a valuable way to break down. This pole is full of them.
Yeah.
I don't care, man. Pick them all. Give them an invitation. Give them one of these. Give them one of these. Give them one of those. Let them know that there's a great God in Zion. Keep one of these with you. Let them know that you represent, you're an ambassador of Jesus Christ. You ought to be a spirit rallying around. Go! Say yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
People are dying.
Yes.
Young man, look at me. I go to Jerusalem Baptist. He was listening to the previous conversation.
Right.
So he's getting himself ready. Maybe he didn't hear the last question. Oh, he got on. Who's your pastor? Who's your pastor? Oh. If you don't know him, I don't know him. Who's your pastor? Give him a card. Give him one. Jesus loves you. He died for you. You need to make time for him and your life. We don't save anybody, amen, but we water and plant the seeds of life. God gave us an opportunity to participate in the ministry of salvation. Trust me, just like the man in the mirror, just like the man that found him on the television. Hey, he don't need you. Acting like he needs you here to save anybody. All he wants you to do is open your mouth and show forth.
Right.
I got one point for one of you. You got it. We're going to be on making disciples a while until I see the fruits come. Because I know if Jesus could set the world on fire with 11 misguests, one of them was a cut. Neither one of you, nobody would have hired either one of them to work in their plant because they were rowdy, they were hard-headed, they couldn't do one, they wouldn't follow directions, radicals, couldn't read, wouldn't give them a time of day at the job. You can't fill an application, boy! He took them. Didn't have no fax machine, didn't have no email, didn't have no Instagram, no Snapchat, didn't have no phone, no UPS, didn't have it in the airplane.
Yes, right. Yes.
And here we are on the other side of the ocean. Can't stop praising his name.
Amen.
His name is Jesus.
Amen.
That Holy Spirit got up in them and guided them. It was like fire. Shut up. Give me a bone. They were willing to die.
If I can just get the piece of this message today. You know, questions is, what is a disciple?
You know, there are three simple questions. I'm not even going to be able to get to them,
because I know y'all don't like to stay until 4:30.
I know you want to get back to what you were doing. I know you need to get back. But there's three simple questions that this series is going to be dealing with. I pray that you start raising both of these things and hear this. Amen. What is a disciple is the first question. How are disciples made? Well, second question. Second. The third question is, what kind of disciples making are there? What kinds of disciple making are there? We're not going to get all the way in two or three today. I'm just kind of going to get to one. Amen. But I'm going to do the best I can with it. The Greek word for disciple means learner. In the Greek, it means to learn. A disciple of Jesus Christ, therefore, is a learner of who?
Jesus Christ.
A learner is a practitioner. It is someone who listens and then practices what they have what?
Learned.
Remember, don't get mad, man. Just don't say yes. We shouldn't even have to be, this should really be nothing but information so that you make sure you're on the right path.
Amen.
You know, you should be excited about this. You're checking yourself and then you should be excited about it at the same time. The Great Commission you heard told you to go. Did it not? Among things that disciples ought to be learning is what this whole next series of messages is going to be talking about. Because if you learn to be a correct disciple, you will then go and make correct disciples. I don't need nobody up in here that got tripped up in here. telling
people that the floor is moving, the walls shaking, and this is going to happen, and that God, committing God to things that he never said he would do.
Many have become shipwrecked in the faith.
That's true.
Because of the foolishness.
That's true.
Don't let them no money up there. He'll get your car.
Oh, I heard y'all got quiet on that. Y'all better turn that station off.
Turn it off.
Great.
You know, to be a disciple, there's so many points we can work through today. You have to learn to deny yourself. Let me read something here for you. John 15, he said, here's my Father glorified that he bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciple. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commands and abide in his love. These things that I have spoken unto you, that what?
My joy
might remain where? And that your
joy
might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
You see, that was so good. He thinks he got them happy. And you know they're not happy. You know how it is when you came in? You thought you were happy for a minute, but he really busted you up on the inside, didn't he? He almost busted up everything, didn't he? It's a false joy that the world has.
Yes, it is.
The joy that keeps you from falling, the joy that keeps you from slipping and keeps you on track with the Lord is the joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. Do you see? He says it's joy. His joy, not the world's joy, anybody else's joy, his joy. Learn to get his joy. How do you learn to get his joy, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. Well, he's not going to come in and kick your joy out. Somebody say amen.
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 He's not going to come and just tell you the, what to do with your joy. You know, the world's joy. He's not going to do that. So the way that this works, because we don't have a cosmic rapist in heaven, spiritual cosmic rapist that just makes us love him. What kind of love is that? We're talking about real love.
That's right.
A love that would come out of his throne room and come down into his toy box and let his toys get him.
Lord have mercy.
Obviously, we're worth more than toys to him. Because he even knows what spirit is doing. How much more do you think? He came out of that glory for you and me. That's real love. Where do you see it? I keep trying to imagine it. I can only imagine. What do you see? You said you was in love. You came out of here for me. You have to get this joy, family. In order to get this joy, you have to start denying yourself. What does it say in Luke 9:23? You have it? I know you do. Say amen.
Amen.
And he said to them, what?
All.
Or to some of them?
No.
What did I like when he put it? When he didn't say just the preachers?
No.
Just the ones that sing real good?
No.
Just the ones that pray real good?
Yeah.
Just the ones that feel like they got the Holy Spirit working inside of them? He said to them,
all.
Let's get that first shot. Sometimes it's hard for me to get off the first sentence. Because, well, why go on through the first sentence unless you can't? Why move on unless you can't get the first part right?
That's right.
I shouldn't have to be explaining this to anybody else. It's to them all. Now let's see what he said to them all. I'll get back to the first sentence in a minute. If any man will come after me, let him what?
Deny
himself and take up his cross. What? When I feel like it. When I feel the spirit. When the money's good. When everybody likes me.
Daily.
Amen.
Yes. He's trying to help you get over the humble. He's trying to help you get over the woe is me. He's trying to help you get over the things that you think that you can't accomplish. He's trying to let you know there is purpose. Every time you open up your mouth, every time you your eyes pop open in the morning, you ought to say, Lord, I'm ready to pick up my cross and I'm going to follow
Jesus.
Amen.
Eyes popped open. Lord, what do you have for me to do? What do you want to do? I want to call somebody, see somebody, pray for somebody, talk to somebody, remember somebody told me to call them. What would you have me do? They've been walking around like trees all over the place.
That's right.
And you can't go up and say, what's your pastor's name? We're a church. Can't get right into the for God so loved the world that they gave you. They might look at you like, how you doing? What you do for a living? Where you go to church? Oh, I guarantee you by question three, you'll know.
That's right.
You got to come back and get the rest of the questions. But I guarantee you, but you by question three, you got them. You can bless them. You can plant your seed. You can water that seed. You can do what God sent you to do. You can start making disciples. What I'm talking about is learning how to be a disciple. You can't be a disciple unless you learn how to be a disciple. And a disciple is a what? A follower, a learner of Jesus Christ. You have to learn Jesus. Come on, somebody. You have to learn Jesus. If you learn Jesus, then you can start going out and making some little Jesus.
Amen.
What they call him in Antioch, I'll give a little Christian, they all would say, just won't shut up. Look at her. Setting the world on fire. Isn't that what they did?
Yes, indeed.
And so it says over here, it says, for whatsoever in 24, for whatsoever you shall save, who shall save his life shall lose it. Mm-hmm. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it.
Right.
What is a man advantage if he gains the whole world and lose himself and be cast away? Mm-hmm. For whatsoever shall be ashamed of me, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his glory and his Father and the holy and of the holy. Just think, you carried around your life with your whole life. You got to be found out that you are ashamed of the gospel. Jesus Christ. One sure way to make sure that don't happen is stop being ashamed. Stop opening up your mouth.
Amen.
Stop. Don't let the devil tell when I'm shy. That's a lie.
That's right.
The Bible says be bold.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And be strong. Only be bold.
Yeah.
Fear not over and over and over again. And you're going to go up there and tell the master of the created universe, I'm scared. What? You better go down the hall and see my angels. There's a room for you. Deny yourself. It doesn't mean that you give up all your earthly possessions. Some of the people are teaching. Paul never took that. They never took that. They were just together and they would take care of each other because the spirit broke up and they would just take care of each other. But it's not talking about communal living. It's not talking about giving everything that you, the thing that God needed. He gave you, he wanted you to have life and have it more abundantly. He says he wants you to have the desires of your heart after you line up your desires with his heart.
That's right.
Come on. Mm-hmm. So turn off that station.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. Can't be a blessing to nobody if you ain't got nothing to bless nobody with. Nothing to bless anybody with. Can't get somebody a couple of dollars. Can't get somebody a cup of cold water. Mm-hmm. He didn't ask you to give up everything. He just asked you to plow towards your life. So start denying yourself. Well, okay, all right, Pastor, what does it mean? We're ready for it. You ready for it?
Amen.
You walked into this Christian walk with your own will. You were doing what you wanted to do. Matter of fact, what got you to the point of a broken and contrite heart. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
What got you to a point of a broken and contrite heart is because you all were doing it the way you wanted to do it.
Yes.
And the Lord still loved you. Ragged as peg as you was. Pitiful as you was down there. He said yes to you. So he gets you up, and guess what a lot of people get up with you? Say, what, Pastor? We get up with our own will. We get up sometimes and we thank you, Lord. That was a close one. Got me out of there. Save me. Go to church. But you know, I still kind of do it. My way.
Yeah.
I still kind of do it the way I want. Well, I like that part. I like that verse that talked about, you know, the spirit of the Lord. See, I like that part. I like that part about Jesus is the rock. I like that part. But when Jesus talks about it, picking up your cross and following him, he's talking about taking your will, crucifying it, picking up his will, and moving forward, then following him. To deny yourself means that your old self has to go into the grave.
Yes, Lord.
How is going to number two without number one, y'all? Hold on, I'm supposed to tell my I am nothing. Mm-hmm. Are you following Jesus?
Yes, we are.
But nothing. Are you following Jesus?
Yes, we are.
This new life that you have is different from the old life. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I hope you say amen real loud.
Amen.
You have to say it.
Amen.
You don't act the same.
Right.
You don't talk the same.
Amen.
You don't go to the same places.
Yes.
You don't do the same things.
Yes.
You stop hurting people.
Yes.
You stop hurting old people. Yes. You stop tearing for that alert people.
Yes.
You stop acting like people don't matter. Yes. You stop acting like you used to be everything.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
That everybody was supposed to bow down to you.
Yes.
I'm talking about denying yourself. Your path is different, isn't it?
Yes.
Before that day, you were on your way to a place called
hell.
Learn to say amen along the way.
Yes.
It's a weird place, and we need to scare people from going there. They need to be afraid.
Yes.
People say it's a place that they're going to have a party. They're going to be in eternal damnation down there.
Amen.
And the Lord sending you in there. And here they are talking like a bunch of idiots. And the Lord send you in there. You need to let them know that there's a real place that is going to be torment.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
There you go.
They might spit on you.
Mm-hmm.
If they spit on him.
Mm-hmm.
I call it a badge of honor if they spit on me. Peter said, hang me upside down. I ain't worthy. Be humble. I feel like
you. Woo! Jesus.
You got to learn to deny yourself.
Jesus Christ.
He's going to give you a crown of righteousness that shall not fade away. You got to say no to yourself. You know, we repeat these words all the time. You know the words that the Master used when he was in the garden the night before they crucified.
Oh my God.
Father, if it be possible, if this cup would pass from me,
yes.
Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will,
yes,
be done. It's the prayer we pray almost every Sunday. We ask God that he would send his will.
Mm-hmm.
And can we ever do the goal to take back
yes.
our will?
Mm-hmm.
So if you could take back hold of you this week, just this, pass his head, examine yourself. Pass his head because the word said examine yourself to be to see if you be what?
In the faith.
Am I a Christian that has turned over his or her will to the Lord completely? We can't go and make real disciples. I'm not talking about filling up a church. I'm talking about making disciples.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
Oh, all I gotta do is go open up a couple food pantries and I'm not saying nothing wrong with it. All I gotta do is go, you know, give out free clothes. I ain't saying nothing wrong with it at home. But I can fill this church up. But I want real disciples that will go out and get saved. Other stuff is fine. The other stuff is fine. We pray it every time we pray, don't we? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Go on, pray this. Thy will be done in me.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. Hit it. Come on. Come on.
In me,
as it is in heaven. In me, oh Lord, I put my trust. I'm turning over my will to you to today. Your will be done in me as it is in heaven. We're going to learn how to make disciples of building. The Bible says stack it on top of each other, concept after concept, precept after precept. We're going to learn how to make them the Bible's way.
Amen.
If you could take that ragtag bunch, kind of, y'all remember that show Hogan's Heroes? No wonder they was in there, they were locked up in the prison camp because they were nutty. But it seemed like they was kind of like didn't know what they were doing. But come to be, they were really spies. They were working behind the enemy. Tell you, you realize that story. You were spies working behind them. They got themselves caught. So that they could do what? So they could get others out. And as you get ready for next week, how did I get you? Oh, we're on this chapter 9. Write that down. Go on and study that. Get ready for me. Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. Come get ready for me next week. There's a concept in there, and it's going to blow your mind. It blows my mind. I find myself deficient. I find myself bound before the Lord sometimes saying, I'm not right yet. But I'm here to tell you today, family, I am a learner. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. So what are y'all going to do? We've got two things to do. We've got the notes to study. We've got the passage to study. You're going to say, not my will.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Examine yourself.
Yes.
You are going. You get ready to pick up your cross and follow Him.
Yes.
Amen. Because with a disciple is a what? A learner.
Yes.
And we're a disciple of Jesus Christ, so we are a learner of Jesus Christ. So we have to learn this stuff, and then you have to decide if you are a disciple. You can't go and make no disciple if you're not a disciple. I'm sorry.
That's
right. I'm messing you up. Ready? Drive me crazy. Can't nobody come to the Father unless the Spirit draws him.
That's right.
And if the Spirit draws him, we working on something now.
Amen.
Unfortunately, I understand we don't get to always sort out the weakness.
That's right.
I ain't worried about it. Some will be smelly. Some will be dirty. Some will be not looking like us. You speak this time. Amen.
Amen.
You look this time.
Yes.
Gonna be some sharp people that's gonna find out that heaven's not segregated.
That's right.
There's gonna be some sharp people when they get this time. What do you mean we all are one blood? Amen. We all are one blood.
That's right.
Mm. And he already said the word. Finally. You know, he promises. The Lord promises that if you go. If you go. If you say yes. He says, I will be with you. He didn't say it in the past tense. He didn't say it in the future tense. He says, I know. Always. He's never to leave you nor forsake you. You can't even think or imagine all that the Lord has in store for you if you would just say
yes.
Yes.
And go make disciples. Let's give the Lord a hand.